Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, we were all heartbroken to hear several weeks ago about the passing of Tim Russert. I think we all felt a bit of a kinship with him, a guy from Buffalo who made it big. He was so well respected by everyone, no matter what their politics or point of view. And as important as all of that was, however, I don't think we ever gave thought to his health. On the face of it, it didn't seem like we needed to. And I suppose that's the point. He looked healthy, and as it turned out, his doctors thought he was mostly healthy too, with a few question marks. Regarding those question marks, what were they? Were they questions that could have prevented Tim Russert's death? We won't know those answers. But we can learn more about the testing, diagnosis, and severity of heart disease. In the studio with me this morning is Dr. Gregory Threet, graduate of SUNY Upstate College of Medicine, professor and chair of the Department of Pathology at SUNY Upstate, director of clinical chemistry, and the president-elect of the Onondaga County Medical Society. Good morning, Dr. Threet.
Good morning.
You must need like a huge business card to fit all of that on there, but you're a very accomplished man, and we're glad to have you here this morning. Of particular interest is a blood test that you're going to tell us about this morning. Tell us the name of it, if you will.
The NT-proBNP.
Okay, but that stands for stuff.
Yes, okay. BNP stands for the B-type natriuretic protein.
All right.
Which is sort of a hormone that the heart makes to try to signal the kidney to get rid of salt and water.
Okay? So like a stress hormone?
Well, it's produced as a result of stress.
I see.
Okay.
And
it's the heart reacting to being stretched.
All right. So if the heart is feeling stressed and it releases all of this, this is with people that do have coronary disease or just everybody?
Well, I guess it works with everybody, but people with cardiac disease have the stress more often.
They do.
You can look at it as, say, if you have a normal heart, you produce very little of the B-type natriuretic protein.
Which is the BNP.
Right.
Okay.
If part of the heart is damaged, the rest of the muscle has to work harder.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And when it works harder, it complains by releasing B natriuretic protein.
Aha. Uh-huh. You make that easy to understand. I appreciate that. Tell us about the rest of the name now, though. There's an N part of it, an NT part of it.
Right. The hormone is made in advance in the heart muscle. And then when the heart needs to release it, it takes a precursor hormone and cuts it. Okay? And half of that precursor hormone is the B natriuretic protein.
Okay.
The other half of that protein is the NT, the N-terminal of the B natriuretic protein.
Okay, now you're way over my head. But the bottom line is that the heart releases this.
You're right.
And so now you have a heart, it's a test, a blood test?
Right. Well, there are two tests.
Okay.
One is for the BNP, which we started doing about 10 years ago.
At
University Hospital, and did up until about 2 years ago when we switched to the NT-BNP.
Okay.
Now, both of these molecules are made one for one at the same time.
All right.
But the NT portion of it isn't cleared as rapidly, so it accumulates and has higher levels, which makes it easier to pick up. And the test for NT is more sensitive than the test for BNP because your body gets rid of the BNP faster.
Okay. So now let's relate this to people who might be listening today. People who have had coronary disease, maybe they've had a heart attack, they've had a stent, they know they have coronary disease of some sort. Mm-hmm. This is a blood test they would get?
Okay. That's sort of an evolving concept.
Okay.
Now, we changed the test 2 years ago, and the reason we changed it was, one test has higher levels than the other, and so people who have severe heart failure, both tests are all elevated, But it's not really that difficult to diagnose severe heart failure.
Right. It's not really giving you any new information.
Right.
I see.
But when the person comes into the emergency room with very mild heart failure, the NT was more likely to be elevated than the BNP.
Okay.
Making the tests a little more clear, making the results of the tests a little more clear in people with low-level heart failure.
Okay. So somebody is given this test to just give them more information about the status of their heart disease?
Right.
Am I getting that right?
That's the way it started out.
Okay.
But then what we've learned over the last 2 years is if you look at people who have a previous history of heart disease, if they have an elevated NT-BNP, and now it's specifically NT because the test is more sensitive, if you follow them for the next 2 to 3 years, those who have an elevated NT-BNP are more likely to have another cardiac event.
Uh-huh.
And also are more likely to have death due to any cause.
I see.
Okay? So the test seems to give us some information that there's that in people who've had a previous heart attack, this is an independent measure that tells you you may need to look a little closer.
Okay. And maybe do some tougher prevention.
Right.
I see. Okay. So if I understand this correctly, say somebody's had a heart attack. You've got a gentleman who's had a heart attack at maybe the age of 60. All right. All right. 2 years later, you give that gentleman this test. It will tell you whether he is more inclined to have another heart attack right away or whether he's really doing pretty well?
If somebody's had a previous heart attack, the lower the BNP, the better.
Okay, all
right. I mean, the lower the NT BNP,
right,
the better.
Right.
If the NT BNP is elevated in a person with pre-existing heart disease, then that person is more likely to have continued heart disease.
Right.
Okay.
And
I say that one study has shown this to be true in patients with previous heart attack. Another study has recently shown that the same thing holds in people who've had strokes.
And are they more likely?
They're both vascular disease. So it really means that if you have previous evidence of vascular disease, then this test may be predictive that, that you're at more risk for another event than if the tests were lower and in the normal range.
So somebody like Tim Russert, and of course we have no idea whether he ever had this kind of test, right? But somebody like him, if he knew he had all those risk factors, including not with him so much, but maybe a family history of vascular disease or coronary, would it be a good idea to get this test to understand what your risk was?
I would say right now we don't know for sure. Because we've only learned this information about the risk of having previous heart disease in the recent 2 years. Now, in someone who may have high risk factors but have not had a heart attack, it's still unclear. And people are being studied now to come up with an answer to that question.
Is it something that somebody who maybe knows they have risk factors, would they want to do a benchmark? Would they want to get this kind of blood test now and then maybe a few years from now to see if these markers have gotten better or gotten worse or whatever? Or are you still studying that too?
No, I think it would be it's good information to have as a benchmark because it tells you whether the cardiac function is getting worse.
I see.
And this test will be abnormal when just about every other part of the cardiac battery, like measures of cardiac output, et cetera, are still normal.
Really?
This test seems to pick up evidence of disease at a at a time when everything else is normal.
So it's very early. It predicts very much earlier. If somebody wants to have this blood test, this NT-BNP, how do they make those arrangements?
Yes, they just need to ask their physician, and the physician can order the test.
Okay, so either their primary care or a cardiologist?
Either one.
Okay, and if they've already had it, the doctor's just going to tell them they've already had it, right?
Right.
Very good. Even if it's a doctor that's not affiliated with University Hospital or Upstate, it can be ordered?
Yes.
Absolutely, that's great. Very good. Well, Dr. Gregory Threet from SUNY Upstate, thanks so much. This has been an interesting discussion about this test. I hope that some of our listeners that have coronary disease will ask their doctors about it.
Thank you.
Listeners, we do need to take a break. Please stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.